Hi, everybody. Unfortunately, due to ongoing technical concerns, the CFRU archive is still unavailable. Now, the archive is where we typically get the original audio for the podcast version of Open Sources, so that's why you haven't seen an Open Sources podcast available on this feed for the last couple of weeks. Unfortunately, this is out of Scotty and I's control, so we're gonna have to carry on, as it were, for the foreseeable future. Unfortunately, without a podcast version of OSG, we will make it available as soon as we get that technical capability back. Of course, in the meantime, though, since we are also doing pre-recorded interviews occasionally, we will make those available online as we do them, and that's what brings us here this week. We did a pre-record with Mike Schreiner and Elizabeth May at the campaign office opening a few days before we recorded the show last week. That was on a Tuesday, October 10th. We talked to Schreiner and May about the fact that Guelph, as a provincial seat, is now an open race in next year's provincial election, and Schreiner's odds for perhaps having a green breakthrough akin to what was experienced in British Columbia earlier this year. And we also talk a bit about electoral reform, because after this event, Elizabeth May was going off to another event about electoral and parliamentary reform. That audio is actually available on Guelph Politico right now if you want to check it out. In any event, here's the interview that we did with Schreiner and May a couple of days ago, pre-recorded in the office of Mike Schreiner, the campaign office down on Suffolk Street. So enjoy. Let me just begin, because you, Liz, announced that she was not going to be running again on Friday. You released a very nice statement of gratitude, but I'm wondering, after you sent that, how long was the happy dance?
You know, I think the important message is that anybody who serves our community and steps up and is elected to office deserves our thanks, regardless of what political party they come from. And I want to just express that to Liz for the service. She's like 30 years is a long time that she served this community. And I think the other thing I want to emphasize is that I think it's important for politicians to reach across party lines, to put partisanship aside, and actually put the issues that matter to people first. And I know Elizabeth works that way in Parliament. I certainly work that way. I know the other Greens around the country have really emphasized that we will work with any party. We will work across partisan lines to put forward the issues that matter to this community, this province, and this country, ahead of our own partisan self-interest. And so, my kind words for Liz were heartfelt.
But there was no denial that there's a happy dance, I want to point out. So, Elizabeth, you are here. You're talking about coming back again as for Mike as often as your schedule will allow. So, how important is it to maybe not just get Mike himself elected, but how important is it politically, personally, to have a green breakthrough in Ontario akin to what's happened in BC that does seem to get referenced a lot?
Well, British Columbia, New Brunswick, and Prince Edward Island, and federally. Mm-hmm. So yes, it's but the importance isn't, and I completely agree with Mike about this, it's not about electing Mike Schreiner, it's not about getting Greens into Queen's Park, it's about rescuing democracy so that Canadians have something they can really believe in. When you believe your vote is going to make a difference, that's why I told a story about how voter turnout goes up. Mm-hmm. When people realize the Green candidate that they want to vote for has a really good chance and they can vote for that person. Mm-hmm. Because so much around the culture of our society continues to try to tell people that they can't vote for what they want. Now that's very anti-democratic at its core, but it's really a poison and it drips slowly, but it erodes the fabric of our democracy. So for me, as someone who believes in ensuring that politics and democracy, particularly democracy in Canada, is healthy, I know the missing ingredient in a number of legislatures remains the absence of even one green voice. And one, two, or three green voices makes a huge difference. So it's important to me because Ontario is a huge part of this country and really deserves better politics than what it's getting.
I think, and perhaps you can speak to this too, is that there's
there's a rare opportunity here, because talking about that malaise, we have an incumbent Liberal premier in Ontario who is not fairly popular. We have a Conservative leader who people don't really know, plus controversies with how his riding races are being run. We have an NDP leader who the most energetic member of her caucus has just got a promotion. So there is a unique opportunity here, and I gather we were all sensing that tonight.
Yeah. No, we do. We see a real opportunity for Greens in Guelph, where there's a base. I mean, you really, the volunteer base, the people who are willing to go out and knock on doors, make a huge difference. And volunteers in this riding have shown out in big numbers, and people know Mike and want to see him be their voice in Queen's Park. I shouldn't interrupt. I see it as being a really exciting opportunity. That's why I'll come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is so clear to me that people think and believe politics is broken in Ontario right now, and they want their government back. And the Greens offer an opportunity for people to say, you know, we want a party that's about honesty, integrity, policies that put people first. We want a government that's willing to tackle the tough challenges like affordability, rising inequality, the climate crisis, the mental health crisis that we're facing. And Greens are not afraid to go out there and offer real solutions for people.
Mm-hmm. I do want to address maybe your people worked their butts off last election. And
absolutely.
I know some of them in IRL, away from political life, so I know how hard they work and how they tackle it at the end. You're talking about squeezing another 20% more out of them. is that maybe why we're ratcheting up early? Is this we're getting like the perpetual motion going to build that momentum, that this can't be a campaign contained to the 6 weeks?
Well, I mean, first of all, to me, the most important issue right now is we have 82 days to stop the Dolan Quarry's water taking permit renewal. And so that's what I'm focused on right now, because our community's water should be protected. Water for communities should come first. And so I'm ratcheting up people because I want them to go out and knock on doors to protect our water here in Guelph. And then from that, I think we'll roll into campaign mode in the spring. But right now my focus is on Guelph, protecting Guelph's water.
Okay. Since you're here for another event too, I wanted to ask about electoral reform. There are a number of people here who were fired up for the issue federally,
yeah.
Probably voted for our MP Lloyd Longfield, because he was a member of the Liberal caucus, thinking that was going to be carried through. The enormous disappointment because of what happened. What are you feeling being in the House every day and being part of that Commons Committee and wow. seeing that work not bear the fruit that a lot of people
hoped?
Well,
I mean, it's an astonishing betrayal, and I used the word accurately. I mean, I as a member of the Parliamentary Committee on Electoral Reform, we all did. We knocked ourselves out. We had a short timeline. We traveled 30,000 kilometers. We held over. We had meetings in every province and territory. We delivered a solid report. And we were not told, if you take this job on and you convince us, then we'll change our voting system. We were told, we're changing the voting system. Please advise us what system we should change to next.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it was such a shock. I remain shocked. I think Justin Trudeau made a terrible mistake. I'd like to convince him that he did and bring him back to it. Fortunately, right now, the best chance we have to bring the federal Liberals back to their promise is that the BC new Democratic new government, in order to obtain the confidence of the Green Party, is going to hold a referendum. The issue of electoral reform is not going away anywhere in Canada. Andrew Coyne wrote a column very recently saying it's going to happen somewhere, sometime, and when it does, it's
right.
unstoppable. Because the voting system we have is dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
That's my point. It's not about whether it's fair or unfair to Greens. I couldn't care less. It's dangerous when someone like Stephen Harper, with no more than 24% public support, can have a majority government. And I keep trying to explain this to people about the difference between US and Canadian constitutional systems. Our system is particularly dangerous to allow a prime minister with minority public support to have a majority government, because unlike in the US, where thank goodness they have separation of powers,
right.
in Canada, a prime minister with a majority government or a premier with a majority government controls the legislative agenda and the executive. So in a time of alt-right politics and the weirdness of something like Trump, you don't want a voting system that will deliver a majority to a party and a set of policies that only can garner minority support. We have to fix this. So I feel very, I'm very passionate about it because I see the threat to democracy in continuing with an unfair voting system.
I saw the corner of my eye the comms person hovering. So let's just I'll wrap up with just getting a few words from both of you in terms of what people should think about and politically before they go to sleep at night in terms of like the change and or the culture and maybe what they want to see get done in either Queen's Park or the House of Commons. What should people be thinking about right now?
Well, I think right now what we're really looking at is how do we fix politics to make it work for people again. Part of that's the voting reform, but part of it's also just politicians that are willing to be honest with people, to operate with integrity, to put real solutions forward for people, and whether that's for the climate crisis or whether that's supporting our small businesses to create jobs, or whether that is addressing housing and electricity and affordability in this province. We've put forward, the Green Party's put forward concrete solutions that are going to work for people, and that's the change we want to bring to Queen's Park.
Last word?
I think that what I hope people are thinking about is what they can do as active and engaged citizens to restore people's faith in democracy. It's hanging by a thread. So things like Justin Trudeau breaking his promise on electoral reform feeds into public cynicism that you're just this nobody you can really trust. Electing even one or two or three Green MPPs in Ontario delivers a message of something you can do about it, very personally, very, very deliberately. You can make a big difference in the whole system and in the culture we're in right now politically by having Green MPPs and Green MPs who work for you and not for some political party backroom strategy.
And once again, that was Mike Schreiner and Elizabeth May. Again, apologies for the technical difficulties. We hate not having a podcast version of the show available, but it is what it is, and we hope to have that back very, very soon. In the meantime, you can stay connected to us at opensourcesguelph.com, Open Sources Newswire on Facebook, at @OS_Guelph on Twitter. And you can also find the Guelph Politicast and end credits on the Guelph Politicast channel, this very channel you're listening to right now. And that is available through Podbean and iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Adam A. Donaldson, or go to guelphpolitico.blogspot.ca. You can find Scotty Hertz at Scotty Hertz on Facebook and Twitter. And he blogs at spannerbook.wordpress.com. In the meantime, we will see you this coming Thursday at 5 p.m. for another live episode of Open Sources Guelph, and we hope to get these podcast versions back up and running very, very soon. Until then, see you next time.